poof. A frisbee with a smiley face, pink glasses. Eyes, pink eyes. Those are whites of the eyes, isn't it? Okay. You win. Wow. When God made the earth, how do you think he made it? What do you think he was thinking about when he made the earth? Any ideas? Everything?
Living things.
How do you think he was thinking about designing it when he designed it, when he made it? Do you think he was thinking about a big round ball? You do? And add colors to it. Yeah. Trees and flowers and all that stuff and pink bows and little girls' hair. Rubber bands and others. You know, it's funny because science has tried to figure out God. And every day, science proves more than ever that there had to be a being that created what was created. And there was an old guy, real old, probably 400 or 500 years old, maybe older than that, by the name of Galileo. You remember him? No. Well, he thought the world was flat. And when Columbus sailed in those three ships over here, people kept telling him he was going to fall off the edge of the earth. But he didn't fall off the edge of the earth. He could have went around the earth. So in God's infinite planning of making things, he made the earth round. He didn't make it flat. But he did something really unique so that we would never fall off the end. But we can only soar to new heights. Okay? I think we ought to pray. Our Heavenly Father, we are thankful, Lord, that you created us and you created the world the way you did. Not flat, not without form, but unique for each and every person that you put on this earth in a unique way. There has to be, when we stop and think about it, Father, a supreme being that brought everything together. And we thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen.